This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Deputy Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh addresses the 12th session of the World Urban Forum in Egypt, stresses on Nepal's climate challenges. Kaski District Court extends leader Rabi Lamichhane's custody by 10 days for investigation into his alleged role in misappropriation of cooperative funds. And stocks and dollar rise as U.S. election result in focus. Now the news in detail. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has raised concern over climate change consequences in Nepal demanding climate justice. In his address to a session on cities and climate crisis held yesterday during the 12th session of the World Urban Forum in Cairo of Egypt, the Deputy Prime Minister said Nepal is highly vulnerable to climate change. Stressing that Nepal is struggling to meet the 1.5 degree target, the minister further said that for Nepal, the climate crisis is becoming a day-to-day reality. Minister Singh also apprised the forum that unprecedented rainfall in late September is a recent example of what Nepal is growing through, impacting lives across the country and the highest ever rainfall in the Kathmandu Valley's recorded history both in rural and urban areas. The minister also assured that Nepal has reviewed the urban policy and development strategies aligned in the federal context and are found climate responsive, stating that Nepal requires global support with easy access to innovative adaptation finance arrangements to tackle climate challenges. Minister Singh asserted in his session that it is critical for Nepal to demand climate justice and to seek technical collaboration and assistance to work on city-level climate adaptation for inclusive and resilient urbanization. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has urged his Indian counterpart to give a final touch to the detailed project report of the Pancheshwar Multipurpose Project at the earliest. In a meeting with Indian Union Minister for Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil yesterday in New Delhi of India, Minister Khadka discussed various relevant issues including the earliest implementation of the Pancheshwar Multipurpose Project. Pancheshwar Multipurpose Project is a binational hydropower project to be developed in Mahakali River, bordering Nepal and India. According to Minister Khadka's secretariat, they also discussed matters including collaboration for disaster risk reduction, development of human resources and matters of mutual interest and common concerns. During the meeting, Minister Khadka expressed his gratitude towards the Government of India for the timely completion of the canal stretching from Tanakpur in Nepal to the Indian border. Likewise, Energy Minister Khadka met with the President of the International Solar Alliance and the New and Renewable Energy Minister of India, Prahlad Venkatesh Joshi. During the meeting held in New Delhi, matters related to collaboration for sustainable development, minimization of climate change, induced effects and clean energy transition in the future were discussed. The minister called for support for the development of 1,000 megawatt floating solar on the surface of the reservoir of Budhi Gandaki hydropower project. During the meeting, ISA President and Indian counterpart Joshi said the ISA fund would provide financial assistance for the development of solar projects in Nepal. The district court in Kaski has extended police custody for Rabi Lamichhane, the president of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, by an additional 10 days to continue investigations into his alleged involvement in cooperative fund misappropriation. Lamichhane was initially arrested on the 18th of October on the charges. According to the court's information officer Suraj Adhikari, this marks the third extension of Lamichhane's custody, which began on the 31st of October. Although his previous detention period ended on the 30th of October, he was presented in court yesterday following the reopening of the court after the festive holidays. The second day of the Chhath festival is being observed today as per the religious tradition. On the second day after taking a holy bath, people fast, during which they abstain from food and water until the next sunrise. The festival is dedicated to the sun god with offerings made to the rising and setting sun. It is observed for 4 days from Kartik Shukla Chaturthi to Kartik Shukla Saptami as per the lunar calendar. Nepal has finalized its agenda to be raised in Azerbaijan for the annual World Climate Conference COP29, which includes mountain agenda and climate finance. President Ramchandra Podel is scheduled to attend the UN Climate Conference being held in Baku, capital city of Azerbaijan, from November 11 to 22. According to Minister for Forest and Environment, Ayn Bahadur Shahi Thakuri, in order to draw world attention to climate change impacts in Nepal, a high-level session would be held under the chairmanship of President Podel during the COP29 on November 13. Chief of Climate Change Division at Ministry of Forest and Environment, Dr. Sindhu Prasad Tungana, has informed that Nepal had finalized the agenda to be presented in the COP29. According to the Climate Chief Tungana, loss and damages in the mountain region and climate finance would be top agenda, which were underlined in the National Status Paper after collecting suggestions with the formation of various groups focusing on carbon trade, climate finance, mitigation, adaptation, capacity building, gender equality, transparency and good governance. Former President of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Dr. Suresh Prasad Acharya, has been recommended for the position of Chief Commissioner of the National Information Commission. A meeting of the recommendation committee chaired by Speaker Devraj Khemire yesterday recommended Acharya to the post of Chief Commissioner of the National Information Commission. Similarly, the committee also recommended former chairperson of Press Chowthari Nepal Gagan Bista and former secretary Durga Bhandari as information commissioners. A person in the red notice in a case of human trafficking and transportation has been arrested from Kuwait. Dilip Rauth of Janak Nandini Rural Municipality 4 in Thanusa was arrested in coordination with the National Central Bureau for Kuwait and was brought to Nepal on Tuesday. A red notice was issued by Interpol for his arrest on the 5th of October 2023. According to the Interpol section at Nepal Police Headquarters, he has now been handed to the Anti-Human Trafficking Bureau for further legal prosecutions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Democratic candidate Kamala Harris and her Republican rival Donald Trump are vying for the presidency of the United States. Pre-election day surveys showed that the two candidates are in a tight race nationally in 7 swing states. To win the presidency, a candidate needs at least 270 electoral votes. In the meantime, investors around the world are closely watching the US presidential election for clues on the outcome. According to BBC, the benchmark stock indexes in Japan and Australia made gains in Wednesday morning trade, while the US dollar was higher against other major currencies. The result of the election is expected to have a major impact on economies across Asia. It is uncertain whether the result of the election will be known during Asian trading hours, as counts in swing states could take days to be completed. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province. At present, there is an influence of western winds and local air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Deputy Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh addresses the 12th session of the World Urban Forum in Egypt, stresses on Nepal's climate challenges. Kaski District Court extends leader Lobby Lamichhane's custody by 10 days for investigation into his alleged role in misappropriation of cooperatives' funds. And stocks and dollar rise as U.S. election result in focus. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.